This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At least he's making the time. Hi, D. How are you? Brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
What's happening, guys? How are you?
We are fine. Any buzz out there? Hey, you're not out of the playoffs yet, right? In theory?
I guess.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you can't say use that word with him. It's illegal to use on the podcast.
Well, this isn't the podcast.
I know. We're not allowed to talk about it there.
You're still playing for something, Daryl.
They're taking them 1 week at a time.
You're not
trying.
They're
just trying to go 1-0 this week. Okay, that's all they're trying to do. Just go 1-0
this week. One at a time.
Does Deshaun Watson look significantly better this week? In your
estimation? I don't know. I haven't seen him yet, so I don't
know. Okay, should we move along? Do we want to take phone calls instead? What do we want to do? I am asking for your opinion. Do you think he's going to look better this week?
I have no idea. I really don't. And the reason why is because, I mean, he's looked good in practice and then that happened. So I honestly don't know what to expect from him. Now, Donovan Peoples-Jones and David Njoku both said today they do. So I guess we'll take their word for it. But yeah, I'm not ducking your question or blowing you off. I don't know what to expect from him this week, to be honest with you, Jeff.
So,
and that's fair.
Daryl, you just brought up Donovan Peoples-Jones, who did speak today, and he was named the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, which I think is a gigantic deal. And, you know, just because our special teams have been so deficient all season, did he say anything about his role on special teams and how much more that could be, or could there be more, you know, how important was he to the special teams this week, considering our special teams have been not very good, and, you know, he had a chance to talk about it. What did he say?
Not much. It's Donovan Peoples-Jones. He doesn't like to say much when he talks. But he feels like he's getting better in the return game. It's something that he likes to do. It's something that he wants to do, has wanted to do. He's getting the opportunity. He came close to breaking one against the Buccaneers a couple of weeks ago and was finally able to break one against the Texans, even though he almost fell over. Lost his balance, but he was able to stay upright and, take it to the house. So, I mean, look, he's provided a little shot in the arm to that phase of the game, which, as you mentioned, had been struggling all year to get anything resembling a return going. And, it seems like once a game, he's able to pop off a sizable return. And, that's obviously something this team has needed. So they might have found their punt returner. That's a pretty big positive development considering how much they have struggled in that particular area this year. And just looking at his averages, he's averaging 14.8 per return, which is more than double Demetric Felton is behind him at a whopping 6 yards per punt return. So that's a pretty significant improvement.
And is he comfortable doing it? Is he happy doing it?
Yeah. He likes doing it. He said he wanted to do it and wants to do it and enjoys doing it. So yeah, absolutely.
How big of an issue is linebacker? It's in a defense where obviously you heavily invested in your DBs and your DNs, but now you need some linebackers.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, unfortunately, the injury bug has really hurt them. Now, Sione's going on IR. He's now the third player that they have lost in the middle of that defense. Jacob Phillips, pectoral injury. Anthony Walker, the quadriceps injury. And, you know, they don't want to make excuses, but let's be honest about it. You want to know what's at the heart of some of the struggles that they have had in the run defense. It's boom, right in the middle of that defensive unit where they've had these injuries. So Cincinnati might be wise to try and run the football on Sunday, quite frankly, because we've seen them get gashed. So they're in a tough spot in that regard. It's unfortunate. It really is, because it just – they seem to have – I don't want to say turned a corner, but, you know, for the last six games, the defense has played relatively well in those games. But, you know, they went and brought this Reggie Ragland. They brought him in off the Raiders practice squad. You know, he's got some experience. He's a former second-round pick. Year six or seven for him. He's got nearly 50 starts under his belt. So there's some experience there, but yeah, it's been real tough for the middle of that Browns linebacker core this year.
Daryl, let's get into the Cincinnati game just a little bit. And I have to believe that Cincinnati is going to be better than they were the last time we saw them. And we didn't see Ja'Marr Chase in that last game. How much of a difference is that? And then when we look at it defensively, where the defense looks like it's getting better, whose responsibility is going to be Chase's? Because I tell you, when I watched him against Kansas City last week, that guy's he's just a difference maker. He really is.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, remember Greg Newsom was a little disappointed that he wasn't able to play Ja'Marr in that first matchup on Halloween.
Good point.
You know, remember all the podcast chatter, I think it was in August, where, you know, talking about the Browns DB not being elite, and then they said, well, Denzel, but the rest of them not so much. So there's a little bit of a rivalry here between these two teams. Not you could tell that, you know, Denzel and JJ3, you could tell they didn't want to say anything that was going to garner a headline today. But if you just looked at, you're there, you could tell this means something to them. They really want to win this game. The Browns, for whatever reason, have had Joe Burrow's number. He's 0-4 against them, yet he's 3-0 against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. In sports, you can't, in some stuff you just can't explain. But you can tell this is a game they, with Ja'Marr on the field, this is a game they really want to play well, and they really want to win. And trust me, that podcast and the things that the Bengals said on that podcast have not been forgotten. Even though the Browns might not come out and give you some headline-worthy type of quotes and bulletin board material, trust me, they remember what was said on that podcast, and they are really anxious to try and shut down that Bengal offense again.
Daryl Ryder is joining us. Daryl, do you think the Browns are happy with Cade York's rookie season?
They shouldn't be. If they are, he's not been consistent enough, but he ain't going anywhere. Most job security you can have in the city of Cleveland's being drafted by Andrew Berry. So
nice.
I would think he's not going anywhere either. You know, he hasn't missed an extra point since week three, I guess it is. But his field goal kicking, obviously, it's not what they've wanted it to be. You think there's something going on there? Is he, or is it just a young kicker trying to find himself?
Yeah, it looks like it's some of it's mechanical, so fixable. I mean, you look at some of those misses, and you really slow them down. And I'm not a kicking coach, but you can see that there's something that's off there mechanically, even, and it doesn't take much when you're a kicker. The slightest, you know, anything can mess you up. So I think it's fixable. I will say this: when they've needed him to absolutely make a kick, he has made them, most of them. So they just got to get the consistency in those mechanics, get that rolling with him, and then I think he'll be fine.
Darryl, let's talk about Baker Mayfield for a second. You know, on the podcast, it's always game day in Cleveland, click, 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 that you were vehement about about him not going to San Francisco. And it was interesting because right after we had talked, Kyle Shanahan, there was a story in Pro Football Talk just saying that they hadn't ruled it out, and now we see that San Francisco didn't even put a bid in for him on the waiver wire, but yet the Rams did, and looks like he's going to have some kind of an opportunity there. What are your thoughts on Baker going to the Rams?
Yeah, all you had to do is read Kyle Shanahan's quote about Baker, and that told you they weren't interested. Even though he didn't specifically say we're not interested, he said they weren't interested without saying they weren't interested. So wasn't real hard to tie that together. But, you know, him going to the Rams, there's talk he might even play this week. Off the plane and on the field, you go, hey, it happens in the NFL. It's a bizarre world at times. But, he's in the Bermuda Triangle portion of his career here. And I don't know what his long-term future holds, but Stafford's out. He's, I think, going to get an opportunity with Sean McVay out there to help them finish out this season. And if he's able to play well, you know, maybe he gets to stay out there, or he's able to play himself into a job elsewhere next year. But I would say opportunity knocks for him with the Rams.
Darryl, do you think he can become a starting quarterback in the NFL? And if not, can he handle being a backup quarterback in the NFL?
Well, he couldn't handle it in Carolina, Jeff. So, and obviously, I don't know what the situation was down there. I didn't follow it all that closely, but it's pretty amazing how fast that deteriorated for him.
It is.
The shoulder injury that he had here, and he's never recovered from that. So, I think his next starting job, Jeff, is going to be on a rebuilding team. And I don't know that he's going to be happy in that type of, he's going to take the opportunity because there's only 32 of those in the National Football League, but I don't know that he's going to be very fulfilled with that opportunity. That's what I wanted to say. Because I don't necessarily think the team success will be there. So, unless he lights the world on fire, in Los Angeles, I think he's gonna probably bounce around a little bit, and I'm sure there's a seat waiting for him at ESPN or Fox or Big 12 Network or one of the college football networks for him at some point when his playing days are over. I think he'll be a great college football television personality, but it's hard to say what the long-term future. Holds for Baker because it really seems like he's at a crossroads in his career right now.
D, we will listen for you during Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up here in the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks, buddy.
Darryl, I'll be listening for you tomorrow on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland.
There you go.
Thank you. I appreciate it there, Baskin.
Click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
Thank you, dear. He's Darryl Ryder, and you heard him right here on Baskin and Phelps. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.